We're here today with Senator Jim Inhofe, who has really had a front row seat in Washington the last 8 years, watching EPA under the Obama administration roll out a number of regulations to the detriment, really, of farmers, one of which being the Waters of the U.S. rule, or WOTUS. Senator, can you kind of give us an update on what's been going on there? And I know you actually released your own report on WOTUS not too long ago.
We did. And Carson, it's very significant because when you talk to the small farmers, and again, the first quote that I used was Tom Buchanan, the president of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. When I said, what is the greatest concern of our Oklahoma farmers? He said, overregulation by the EPA, and then specifically the overregulation of what they're trying to do to waters of the United States. Historically, that's always been in the jurisdiction of the states. And liberals have always tried to introduce legislation to take that jurisdiction away from the states and giving it to the federal government. And that's exactly what they're trying to do. And this has come before my committee. We've been able to stop it for now, for the last 8 years. Keeping in mind, a true liberal wants all the concentration of power in Washington, not in the states. Well, we want to keep it in the states. So the waters of the United States issue, and let me just give you an example. I was out in the Guymon area last week, and it's pretty arid out there. And what they would, if the federal government had that jurisdiction, they would wait around until there's some type of a rainy season out in the panhandle. They'd go and they'd see that there's take pictures of the water runoff there, and so they'd make that a water area that the jurisdiction would, that the federal government would have a whole new bureaucracy crawling all over the farms and ranches in the panhandle saying what they can do and what they cannot do. It's a power grab, and that's what it's all about. And that the WOTUS issue, Waters of the United States, is a huge political issue. Right now there are people running to protect their seats in the United States Senate or challenge someone based on this issue. The liberals want the federal government to run it. The conservatives don't. And, you know, Carson, you have to keep in mind this also has a lot to do with the state question 777. Because the whole issue there is outsiders coming in and telling our farmers what they can and can't do. So I can't let the opportunity get by without encouraging Oklahomans to vote yes on state question 777. Stop the outsiders from coming in and running our state.
And that's absolutely important. And really, a lot of this abuse of power, more or less, this overreach, has kind of been something that farmers and ranchers have more or less suspected was going on, or at least would happen eventually. And obviously your report reflects that. How has EPA responded? What do you think their next move is here?
Well, the EPA, you got to keep in mind now, the EPA, they work for the president. And that's why this election coming up, I don't care what you think of Donald Trump. He wasn't my choice, but he's sure my choice now, because with Hillary Clinton, you'll get 4 more years of Barack Obama. And that is where the problem has been in trying to federalize everything, trying to put everything in Washington, because that's what liberals want to do. So there's every reason in the world to if you're not happy with what's happened over the last 8 years, don't put Hillary in there to continue for 4 more years. I'm not sure our country can handle it. Look, Carson, I've got 20 kids and grandkids. They're all here, and they're the ones that I'm looking at in looking for the future to see. We don't want to change America in the way that Obama has been changing America, and that's exactly what Hillary Clinton would continue on. I know there's a lot of discussion about Trump, and what they've tried to do is deflect the idea that he's right on the border issues, he's right on the military, he's right on the overregulation issues. But so they try to keep him from talking about it by making accusations that he was a bad boy 30 years ago. Well, look, he may have been or may not have been. He denies it. But that's not the issue today. Today is the issue, if you care about the borders, if you care about limited federal government, if you care about a strong national defense and a foreign policy. Look, I just came back from I was in the Ukraine during their parliamentary election. For the first time in 96 years, there's not one communist in the Ukraine parliament. And they did it because they love us. And so Putin came in and started killing them all. And we, our president would not allow us to send defensive weapons over there. Mm-hmm. So we don't, our allies don't trust us, and our enemies don't fear us. And that's got to change, and it's not going to change with four more years of Obama, which is what you get with Hillary Clinton.
Absolutely. So they're basically, these agencies are kind of taking their marching orders from whoever.
They do. And you know, they have a tendency in the EPA to be liberal anyway, to start with, because mm-hmm. people are there. That's how they chose their career. They want to run other people's lives. And so, you know, that's always there. But the only way to curb it is to have a conservative president, and then we'll have some control. Mm-hmm.
And so with the prospect of a Republican candidate actually coming into office and the Obama administration's wrapping up right now, is there anything that you foresee that the EPA is going to try to kind of slip in here at the last minute?
They're trying to do it. They've been trying to do it for quite some time, knowing that the days are numbered. They'll have hearings. I'll just give you an example. The whole issue that they had on global warming, and particularly the way they've warped the minds of our young people, it's pretty distressing. But it's what they have tried to do is have the clean power plan that the President Obama is trying to promote. You hear about this all the time. You know, he had the meeting in Paris, and he's trying to get other countries to do that. And he's committed that we're going to reduce our CO2 emissions by 27% by 2025. It can't be done. And he knows it can't be done. And the EPA knows it can't be done. But they keep having hearings and reports that come out saying, yes, we're going to be doing that. And a lot of people think it's true. It's not true because they can't do it. Mm-hmm. And besides that, if there's people out there that don't agree with my feelings about global warming in general, keep in mind that Obama's first appointee to be director of the EPA came out, and I asked her the question live on TV, if we were to pass any of this stuff, the legislation on CO2 emissions, would this have the effect of reducing CO2 worldwide? And she said, no, it wouldn't, because all this isn't where the problem is. It's in China. It's in India. It's in Mexico. And they're the ones who would actually benefit from it, because our manufacturing base would have to seek where the power is. So even if you believe that the world's coming to an end because of global warming, keep in mind what we do in the United States is not going to affect that, even if we were to pass their programs.
Mm-hmm. Now, switching gears here just a little bit, TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, you know, it's Obama has actually in favor of this trade deal, and it's one that is almost universally supported by the ag community. Not so much, though, by either of the presidential candidates. Any chance we'll see a vote on TPP during the lame duck?
A lame duck session, it could come up. The last, I'm kind of down a little bit on the Speaker of the House right now, but his last position was that they're going to try to have a vote during the lame duck session, but they don't today. They do not have the votes to bring it up and to pass it. I don't see that changing, so I don't think it's going to be coming up. I know, as I go around and I talk to the farmers in Oklahoma, there's a lot of support to opening up those markets, and the same is true with oil and gas and manufacturing. So it's something that we should be looking at it, and we're not. It doesn't look like it's going to happen during the lame duck session. And I really don't think that Donald Trump would be very reasonable in opening his mind to the benefits of trade and maybe making some changes to try to eliminate some of the objections that are there to TPP as it is today.
And what exactly are some of those objections? You know, it's being endorsed, as I said, pretty consistently throughout the ag sector, and it's expected to create about $4.4 billion in new revenue for farms and almost 40,000 jobs. What are some of those concerns?
Well, some of the objections there are the cheap labor that you'll find in countries like China. And so you have a lot of labor opposition to it, because they feel that we're going to be competing with, you know, with a 50 cents an hour labor. And that primarily is the objection that people do have. They think it would it's more the protectionist mentality, mm-hmm. that is is finding objection to it.
Well, Senator, again, we know you've got a busy schedule this week, so we don't want to keep you too long here, but we definitely appreciate everything that you've done for us so far, and we hope that you have a great visit here in Oklahoma.
I thank you very much, Carson, and just keep in mind, vote yes on 777.
Absolutely.
Okay? All right.
Thank you, sir.
You bet.